Have you ever looked back on a moment and thought, why did I get so stressed about that? Or the opposite, a time when you handle something brilliantly and you don't really know how you managed to do it? That's the aperture at work. Welcome to episode 3 of the Quality of Mind mini-series. Now, one of the key things at the heart of quality of mind is a simple but profound idea, and that is that the mind has an aperture. It's a metaphor, of course, but the aperture in any moment for anyone is shaping two crucial things about the human experience. Firstly, our level of resourcefulness, that's whether we feel clear, calm, creative, resilient, inspired, or reactive, stuck, overwhelmed, fearful, limited, anxious. But it's more than just what is our resourcefulness in the moment. The aperture is also determining the very version of reality that we experience, our perceptions, feelings, thoughts, in any moment. Because it's not the events that shape our experience, it's the aperture in the moment that determines the very world and how it looks and feels in any moment. That's why the same situation can feel completely different depending on where your mind is at. A couple of examples. I worked with a creative director who was confused and blocked about how to move forward with a particular idea for a campaign. Most ideas just fell flat or never got off the ground or didn't resonate with anyone. And then one morning, out walking the dog, as it happens, it clicked. And the level of self-identification was spotted. A neutrality came in. The aperture expanded. And then a new creative concept came through as an idea, as if it was obvious. Nothing changed, just the aperture. And then clarity emerged. Another example, two business partners had reached a stalemate. They were becoming defensive, blaming each other, not really listening, and waiting for the other one to change or apologize or back down. It was tense, it was stuck. But once the aperture had shifted, almost simultaneously, everything changed. They both got real genuine insight into how the other person saw something. And then suddenly, there was really nothing to defend, nothing that needed fixing, just understanding, presence, alignment, and progress. Same two people, same topic, just different aperture and a completely different reality. So here's the shift. Your aperture isn't just your mindset. It's the source of your experience and resourcefulness in any moment, and it can be contracted or expanded. The question is, how much are you aware of it? And the second question is, what do you really think causes it? Now, in the next episode, we're going to explore why you don't need to fix your aperture and actually how you can't, but that doesn't matter. You're just going to see what we're really made of. Have fun being curious.